What did you make of the executive order signed by the president, in particular the one dealing with birthright citizenships?
Goodness, there's so many of the executive orders that have come out, it's almost difficult to keep up with them all. I do think, that, you know, kind of two categories. You can debate about what's appropriate, but what is legal is really where an organization like Common Cause looks at some of these. And certainly the birthright citizenship, I think, calls into question is if this is a violation of the 14th Amendment, which does say that anyone born in the U.S. is a citizen. So that's definitely something that the court will be reviewing, no doubt. But that one particularly, Chris, seems to be, again, in violation of the 14th Amendment.
There has been a flurry of pardons that have been issued on Monday, both outgoing President Biden, those preemptive pardons from many members of his family, as well as the January 6th committee and others. Then later in the day, of course, Mr. Trump, the blanket pardon for those involved with the January 6th attack on the Capitol. I'm curious from your perspective, Bob, the use of pardons in both at the federal level and the state level. Is it getting to be a little too abundant, just the stroke of the pen and the pardons by our executives?
That's a great question, Chris, and I think with particularly the blanket pardon of folks who committed violence at the Capitol 4 years ago really brings that question out in terms of, you know, what is appropriate? Has this gone too far? I know that pardons are something that are a part of our government, and leaders, governors and presidents get to do that, and yet we are seeing it at a level that is unprecedented. And again, particularly with this blanket pardon of folks who trespassed illegally, committed property damage, and, you know, committed violence, assaulting police officers. I think a lot of folks are really questioning that.
I want to turn our focus back closer to home now. Common Cause does a lot of work on Jones Street, spends a lot of time at the General Assembly. Would like your perspective on Destin Hall as the new Speaker of the House and how the dynamic could change from that of Tim Moore, who was the previous House Speaker.
He's a smart attorney from Western North Carolina, has come up through the ranks in short order, and certainly seems to be a very no-nonsense, business-like leader, if you will. So they have an agenda, and I'm certain that he will be, you know, his challenge will be like it is with any leader in any body, and that is to try to hold his caucus, if you will, together on what the agenda is.
Bob, I heard a lot kind of after the new year about the General Assembly taking some of the powers away from Governor Stein and Attorney General Jeff Jackson. I'm curious how much Common Cause is involved there and trying to push back on some of those stripping of the powers from the governor and the attorney general.
Well, we were definitely opposed. That happened during a lame duck legislative session. I think the one that stands out the most is that now the appointments to the State Board of Elections, the elections being something that the governor is responsible for, in terms of that office and the administration of it, is now shifted to the state auditor for really no rhyme or reason. We're the only state in America that would have that. So that was a big concern to us. It seems rather petty. It seems that, you know, one side wants to take it out on the other because of the outcome of the election.
Is Common Cause involved at all with the ongoing battle for the state Supreme Court between Allison Riggs and Jefferson Griffin?
Absolutely, we are, Chris. We're trying to raise as much awareness about that as possible. I suspect that the 60,000-plus voters whose votes are now being challenged by Jefferson Griffin, who lost his bid to win a seat on the Supreme Court, that they don't even know that this is happening. This is a race that has certainly gone through multiple recounts and election audits. It's pretty clear that Jefferson Griffin lost. Our view is he needs to concede. There is no good reason for people to be challenged, their vote to be challenged, when even he also admits they are registered voters and they have committed no fraud.
Hmm. Do you have a timeline on when this battle, this legal battle, could be over?
I wish I knew, Chris. The crystal ball that I have is not really showing that. It is going to definitely go into next month. Just yesterday, Allison Riggs, who is the winner, at least in terms of the outcome of the election for this seat, filed a brief with the state Supreme Court asking the high court to hear this case in oral argument, with oral argument, on February 11th. She has recused herself, by the way. She is a sitting member of the state Supreme Court and has recused herself regarding this this hearing that will be held on February 11th.
I am curious with that. The Supreme Court adjudicating something that involves itself seems like it could be just the perception of it is a weird perception of the Supreme Court arguing a case about the Supreme Court.
Absolutely. This is a high court that is already under a lot of scrutiny for making decisions that are viewed to be hyper-partisan. We want all, obviously, our courts to be respected and to focus on the rule of law. This is a very sticky, unprecedented kind of a challenge. Again, it does not make a lot of sense to us. And if people want to see if they are on the list of voters that Jefferson Griffith is trying to deny, they can come to our website, commoncausenc.org, and we have a very easy searchable database. Just plug in your name and you will see if you are on that hit list, as I am calling it.
But with the 60,000 votes, this is not unique to this one particular race. The 60,000 votes could also be impactful in other races, couldn't they?
It could, but he's only asking that the votes be tossed for his race and his race only. He's also challenging votes from our military folks who are stationed out of state or overseas, but he only picked military ballots in five counties, the counties that are mostly Democratic. And again, even he is saying that all he wants are these votes to be tossed so he can be declared the winner. Again, it's just an unprecedented challenge, very much what we call to be a shameful and an act that just has no, it's rather an injustice as we see it. So we are going to continue to try to alert as many people about this as we can.
Bob Phillips with Common Cause NC. Bob, always appreciate your time and your perspective and look forward to visiting again on this and other topics in the very near future.
Thank you very much, Chris.
Have a good day. Thanks, Bob. You too.